to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday, 17 October, 08. On the program today, I've got Roger Simmermaker on, How Americans Can Buy American, and how I came about with this is I read this article. And there was the email address for Roger Simmermaker, and I sent him a sizzling email. And he had mentioned something about cars, you know, how to do this and that. And I just went off. I went off on the guy. I said, cars? You know, I'd love to buy an American car, but what American car out there is worth buying? And I went through a litany. I said, I used to work for this company. You know, now they're hat in hand to the federal government. Oh, well, we need billions to do our research and development. No, you need billions to have a brain transplant. You know, you've already wasted the billions of dollars. The wake-up call came in the late 70s with the artificially created oil embargo that the Japanese were already making fuel-efficient cars. So what did General Motors and Chrysler do? They came out with their X-body car for General Motors and K-car for Chrysler, and they were piles of junk. But they already knew the market trend and where it was going. Did they do anything about it? No. In 1990, I remember when they rolled out the new Honda Accord, folks. I drove one of those things, and I was absolutely astounded. I thought, this is a Japanese car. It had great power for a four-cylinder, outstanding brakes, had rack and pinion steering on the thing. I mean, it was just, the car did what you wanted it to do, and it did it quite well. And I suggested to Mr. Simmermaker, I said, back in 1990, the only thing they would have had to have done was buy a Honda Accord, roll it into the shop, get their engineers in there, rip the thing apart, duplicate it as best they could without infringing on any patented stuff, put a new skin on it and put their own badge name on it, and voila, they wouldn't be in the position that they're in today because they're trying to sell a bunch of stuff that the American public doesn't want to buy. Well, this prompted this gentleman coming on the broadcast today, and I'm glad that he is, because I would very much like to find out how I, as an American, can buy more American stuff. And some people had some good things to say about this. Pat Buchanan, he said, while many have argued passionately that it's time to put America and Americans first, Roger Simmermaker in How Americans Can Buy American shows us how. His book is A Patriot's Guide to Shopping the American Worker and Small Businessman Does Not Have a Better Friend. House of Representatives, James Traficant. Yeah, Jim Traficant. He says, for years I've been working to promote the virtues of buying American-made products. How Americans Can Buy American provides consumers with information they need to make intelligent and patriotic choices when purchasing anything from candy bars to refrigerators to cars. Any American concerned about our economic future should have this book. Pat Choate, he's an economist nationwide. He's on radio all over the place. He said the book How Americans Can Buy American is an invaluable guide to consumers who want to buy American products made in American factories by American workers. Charlie Reese is in there. A bunch of people. Retired senior executive of General Motors. Oh, Gus Seltzer. We'll be back with our guest today, Roger Simmermaker, right after this.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call? A Pearl Harbor for America? Or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross. Americans, Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide after you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we're back. How Americans can buy American. Is there anything out there that is American-made that we can buy? Roger Simmermaker is with us this afternoon, author of the entitled book. How you doing this afternoon, Mr. Simmermaker?
I'm fine. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Well, I appreciate it. I must have got your attention by the email that I sent you, because you were nice enough to respond back. How is it that we Americans can buy American? A lot of people have said this, but I've never had anybody on the program that has given a true account of how we Americans can support American business.
Well, I can do that for you because my book is really the only book out there that tells you how to buy American. Other books will talk about it, address the issue a little bit, but nobody really tells you how. It's enlarging the vision of what buying American really means. It's more than made in USA. It's buying American-made products from American-owned companies whenever possible. And it's very important to support American companies because they pay about twice as many taxes to our U.S. Treasury compared to foreign-owned companies. They often employ more workers. If it's an American-based company, the research and development, the design, testing, engineering, those jobs will be here as well. So it's really more than just about manufacturing. We have to broaden our view of what buying American really means, and that's what my book and my quest is all about.
Well, and along those lines, let's get into the meat of this thing. How exactly What's the criteria? What's the things we've got to consider when we're thinking of actually buying American products? What's all involved?
Well, a lot of people, you know, you can go out and look in the stores and turn up the bottoms of the products, look at the labels, and it can say made in USA or made in Taiwan or whatever. But what you'll never know is the origin or the nationality of the company that's mm-hmm. making that product. For instance, if you bought Lysol, you'd be buying a British product made in the USA. But if you bought Clorox disinfectant, for instance, that's an American company made in USA. So it's just hundreds and thousands of examples like that. You know, Dial is owned by the Germans. It's a German company now. Jergens is a Japanese company. But if you bought Irish Spring, you'd be buying from an American company. Now, all these products are made in the USA. You know, a lot of the things we buy in the supermarket or see in the drugstore every day is made in America. There's really no difference in price between, you know, the brands that I just mentioned. But if we can support an American company just by the fact of what I mentioned before, that American companies pay about twice as many taxes into our U.S. Treasury, we can literally double the amount of taxes we pay into the American system without spending an extra dime. And I don't know who would not be for that. What patriotic American would not change a buying habit like that that's really indifferent to the consumer? You know, just about any kind of product will do, any kind of toothpaste, any kind of, you know, soap, laundry detergent, whatever. You know, let's start small. We don't have to worry about big ticket items all the time when we're buying American. It makes it a lot simpler and a lot easier.
Well, I'd had people suggest before that companies that are known to have gone transnational, and a lot of them have done it for economic reasons. In other words, seeking out cheaper labor markets to fatten their bottom line. I mean, and let's face it, you know, this is the obligation of corporations to their shareholders, is how can we garner the most profit? And that may be good for the corporation per se and its executives. It may be good for the shareholders, but the product or the service that was performed here in the United States is no longer here. So ergo, that money is not made by Americans and circulated back into our economy.
Well, that's true. And what you're saying, a lot, there's been a lot of offshoring, and then buying American certainly goes against that or tries to work against that. You know, it's more than just about jobs in America, and this is kind of an extension of what I've been hitting on so far. It's about tax revenue. You know, we have to have the taxes, the tax revenue, and the funds to pay for the things that are important to the American people, whether it's, you know, saving Social Security. You know, it's a political thing you hear about a lot, or just things that we really demand and depend on, like national defense, you know, better schools and libraries, a healthier healthcare system, you know, better equipped fire departments, police departments. You know, these things are paid by taxpayer dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, workers in China don't pay a dime towards the U.S. Treasury. Only workers in America do. So we really have to, it's kind of a dual strategy. Not only do we have to buy American, but we have to contact our legislators. And I know this can sound kind of corny. Okay, yeah, contact my congressman. But we really need to do that and tell them that we need to protect American jobs. You know, I think it's funny with this, not funny, laughing funny, but funny strange, that, you know, with this recent, you know, credit crisis, we hear about, you know, protecting the taxpayer, protecting our investment, protecting the 401k, protecting the stock market, protecting this and protecting that, but nobody ever wants to protect the American job.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says, well, no, that's protectionism and we can't do that. Well, I think we'd be in a lot better position if we did protect American workers that sometimes have the deck stacked against them in direct competition with these lower wage workers from China. And it's really an unfair competition, and it needs to be leveled out.
It's
a level playing field.
Yeah, it does. And I can remember back, oh, gosh, we're going back, let me see here, 12 or more than that, back in 1992 when NAFTA was passed. I remember that one guy, the sawed-off Texan that was running there for the presidency,
yeah,
was talking about American jobs going to Mexico, and he said, you hear that giant sucking sound? That's your job going to Mexico. Nobody paid attention to the guy. And our politicians were telling us, Roger, that, well, wait a minute. No, this is going to create a lot of jobs here in the United States. It's going to boost the Mexican economy. Well, none of that was true. And now we've got a big push here for the North American Union that we're going to, well, we're just going to kind of consolidate business-wise. I'm going to be cooperative, intercooperative with Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America, and whoever else wants to jump in on this thing. We have lost in this country just in the last 8 years under the Bush presidency, but it didn't start just there. It was with Bill Clinton before him that this global competition thing, which was that's kind of like saying military intelligence, you know, but it's kind of an oxymoron. But we under this guy's just this president's term, we have lost over five million manufacturing jobs in this country. And that does equate to taxes. This equates to American jobs, Americans holding jobs that are good paying jobs. Now, some of these transnational companies, once they move their operations overseas, they might open up a subsidiary or market or whatever here in this country. You know, kind of like, you know, it was sold for the foreign car manufacturers. You know, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, they all build cars here in America now. Yes, and Americans are holding those jobs down. But the money that those corporations make, and a lot of them got big fat tax breaks for moving those companies in, that money flows, that capital flows right back out to a foreign country.
Absolutely. It's repatriating profits. And, I mean, what better word could you come up with, you know, kind of patriotism embedded in there? You know, and, you know, Ross Perot was right. It's funny, the other day at work, somebody told me, you know, we'd be a heck of a lot better off if we were elected Ross Perot back in 92. And I think that would have been right.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things I discuss in my book is, look, you know, we've not patriotic Americans necessarily, but the media and some of these pundits have really lost track of the basics. You know, whether a trade agreement is good for America just really strictly depends on whether it produces a trade deficit or a trade surplus. And, you know, how many trade surpluses do we have with countries around the world? Very few. So that tells you right there that our trade imbalance and trade deficits that we have are bad for the country. It's a drain on wealth. It's a transfer of wealth outside the country. And, you know, you mentioned competition. You know, I really boil it down to this. Look, if you know how to play poker, I'm sure probably, and, or maybe played it yourself. And I've, you know, if people haven't played it that are listening, they at least probably have a good idea how the game works. You know, to strip it down basically, you know, if you want to sit down at the poker table and share in the pot, you have to ante up just like everybody else. But we're anteing up a couple of dollars where Mexico anties up a couple of pesos.
Right.
They all get to share in the same pot, which in this case is the lucrative United States market. Everybody wants to sell to us. And we're not using our leverage. We're not using our trump card. And we're, you know, we have, that's another one with Mexico. We have a trade deficit before and after we had a trade surplus. So, you know, the devil's really in the details, and it's really very simple. And a lot of, you know, what you see on the news shows, on television, things like that have just made it a lot more complicated than it needs to be.
And that is true. I remember one night I ran into an executive. He was pretty high up on the food chain. And he was telling me, we were talking about jobs and current market conditions, and gosh, this was better than 10 years ago. And he's telling me that, well, we're going to be shutting down our plants here in the USA, and, well, I'll be going down to Mexico to run some operations down there. And I said, well, you know, that's great for you. I said, but how many people are going to lose their jobs here? And before I was done with this guy, I had him near tears, because all I did was just a mirror for what he had already, what he already knew. But I put it back in his face, and the man actually had some conscience and started feeling really bad about it. And I wished our politicians would, we could hold up that same kind of mirror, because what we're lacking in this country right now are good paying jobs. You're right. We are losing that tax base to the point, Roger, that they're now inviting in the people that have the bags full of money that have made money off the American consumers, and they're now starting to buy up our infrastructure.
Right.
How sad is this? We'll take the break. My guest today, Roger Simmermaker. The book, How Americans Can Buy Americans. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Going out of break, maybe it was a Freudian slip. I don't know. I said how Americans can buy Americans. there's been a lot of Americans sold down the river here by our... And, Roger, I consider that a lot of the creatures that we have in Washington, D.C. are Congress critters. I call that the District of Criminals because what I've seen happen to the American economic engine is nothing short. Travesty is putting it mildly. And I've seen a lot of people working against the best interest of Americans for America. I had a conversation about 2 years ago. With the vice president of Harley-Davidson. And it all came over. I had a bike accident, and I had to wait months and months for parts. And I said, what's the problem? Can't you get them from Japan soon enough? Well, he found out that I was a talk show host, and this guy jumped on the phone. He heard me having a conversation with some executive, and he got on the phone himself. He and I had a 45-minute conversation. I said, look. I said, I see the pieces and the parts that are going back into this bike, and I'm looking at them where they're being manufactured, in Japan. I think I even had a part from Somalia in that motorcycle. And I said, I thought that Harley-Davidson, you guys used to have the logo, a number one, and it was kind of draped in a red, white, and blue with the stars. And I said, do you have anybody that works for you that is responsible for shopping those jobs out, in other words, getting contracts from American companies and suppliers? And he said, oh, yes, we do. And I said, well, you better fire him because he's not doing his job. And I told him, I said, look, I said, why don't you just admit that as the vice president of Harley-Davidson, you're listening to your bean counters, you're fattening your bottom line, I said, which is all fine and dandy. I said, but at whose expense are you doing this? These people that are working in foreign countries, a lot of these parts were coming from China. I said, can these people even afford to buy the product that they're making the parts for the assemblies, for your finished product? It was the same experience I had with General Motors. I mean, General Motors, at one point in time, Roger, they were manufacturing, they called themselves manufacturing intensive. They would make all the parts for all the subcomponents and then the components, and then they'd assemble the whole thing. Well, they got pretty lousy at manufacturing, and one day, I'm sure it's a bright team of CPAs, some bean counters, said, well, look, you can fatten your profits, you can get out from under that labor-intensive operation by farming these jobs out to American shops. Let them bid, and if the product's acceptable, well, then you can move that right out of your company. You can still have American labor making products, you know, for our cars. Well, that worked pretty well for a while until they discovered that, wait a minute, if that worked, we can shop this out to foreign countries with even cheaper labor. We can get our parts cheaper. And I've yet to see, I don't know about you, Roger, but I've yet to see General Motors or Ford or Chrysler or any other American auto manufacturer here today or since gone that came out with a price decrease because they were manufacturing their cars or their trucks at a lower price.
Well, neither do Japanese companies come out with price decreases.
That's true.
And the fact is, this is where a lot of people get hung up on boycotting different companies. And, you know, people see, General Motors and Ford taking some of their manufacturing offshore, and it's true, that has happened. But even though that's happened, General Motors and Ford still, on a fleet-wide basis, have a higher domestic parts content in their automobiles compared to all the foreign manufacturers. So, you know, if you say, well, gosh, I saw in the news where General Motors is going to move a plant to, you know, some other country, and gosh, I'm going to boycott them and I'm going to buy Toyota. Well, you know, the company that you're moving your allegiance to is doing even worse than the company that you're boycotting. So it's kind of a wrong-headed boycott. And I think we have to realize that we have to support General Motors and Ford. It's just not possible for them to produce 100% of their products in the United States when Toyota is producing 60% of their parts in Southeast Asia. You know, you just
can't survive
under that scenario.
But at the same token, Roger, okay, now we've shifted the game and now we're sitting at that different poker table. We're playing under different parameters and we're playing a different game. I'm talking about American poker. And now we're playing the international poker. So in other words, and I've heard this argument before, that, okay, well, in order for these companies to be competitive, okay, they might farm out an entire factory, or they might do this to be more competitive. And again, it comes back down to the thing. You know, I didn't see the wonderful globalists out there with their idea about the global economy saying that, well, wait a minute, United States, you know, they provided good wages for their people, and we should adopt their style of doing business rather than doing what we're doing. It seems to me that these companies, foreign companies included, were not necessarily, and no company ever does this, they never build a company around the wants and the needs of an individual. That's not realistic. But who has constantly been on the short end of this stick are the people that have to roll up their sleeves, and they're the ones getting dirty actually making the products. So we've shifted this entire game plan over, and we're trying to fix it. And I don't know that it is fixable under the current circumstance. You got to hang on. We've got a long segment coming up. We'll invite callers in on this conversation with my guest today, Roger Simmermaker, author of the book How Americans Can Buy American, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross. Americans, Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming, but today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide after you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Roger, I may be getting you off down a path that you don't want to go, and I may be precluding you from making your points here. Now, we understand the issue here of taxes, okay? We need taxes for, well, the government. It's insatiable. It always needs money, you know, and that is more of a political question than anything else. You know, what is the government doing with the money that they do collect? But when you get down to more of a local level, state level, taxes are important. Now, we've got a little problem going on here, and it's affecting just about everybody in business. If you have a product or a service for sale in the marketplace, the credit crunch, as they're calling it, people don't have available, banks aren't loaning for mortgages, or they're not making car loans, or in other words, they're not extending credit, okay? And we've been on a credit binge in this country for the last 30-plus years, and it's been running real strong. Well, that has just about tapped out. And we've got serious economic problems in this country right now. And I think that it has been extremely short-sighted. Like, say, the garment industry. Now, there's a good example. I don't know of any garments, do you, that are still made here in the good old U.S. of A.?
Oh, absolutely. Go to my website at howtobuyamerican.com. There are so many links to banners on there that make 100% of their clothes in the USA with 100% American cotton. See, the problem here is awareness. People just aren't aware. They walk into a Walmart or a Target, and they look at what's in front of them on the shelves, and they throw up their hands and they say, gosh, it's just impossible to buy American. You just can't find it. No, you're looking in the wrong place. And like I said, awareness is the key. We have to be aware, and that's what my book and website are all about.
All right, and where
you know, let me say one more thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Everything I wear every single day is made in USA. Okay, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I'm telling you, I don't spend a lot of extra money. Sometimes I do, yes, on a few things, different items, as a case by case basis. But by and large, I don't spend any more money than anybody else does for my clothes.
And where on that site can they glean some of that information?
If you go to howtobuyamerican.com, it's right. There's a lot of banners right up front, almost before you hit anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have a links page, and there's even a lot more there. But there's seven or so banners on the homepage, and a lot of those are apparel manufacturers.
Okay,
take you right to them, and you can see jeans and shirts and pants and shorts and socks, and I mean it's all out there.
Well,
you have to find it.
And I'll
don't know where to look.
I'll be honest with you, Roger. I didn't think that you could buy any American-made apparel anymore.
If you go to the store, you'll get that feeling. You're going to see Levi's, you're going to see Wrangler, you're going to see Lee. It's all offshore. The pants I'm wearing now is right from allamericanclothing.com. They have the carpenter shorts, the regular shorts, the jeans, the denim shirts. It's all out there. I really encourage people to, you don't have to buy the book. If you go to the website, just go to the website and be encouraged.
Well, while we're on the subject of the book, how does a person, because this is loaded, it's just chock full of information, where do people obtain a copy of your book?
Well, you can either buy it directly from the website. You can call, you can go to Amazon.com if you want to go there. It's not in the bookstores yet. That distribution is just about to happen in a few weeks. It's taken a while because I'm a small publisher, getting, distribution to the masses, but it's going to happen. But, if you want it probably before Christmas, your best bet would probably be my website or Amazon.com.
Okay. And how much does the book go for?
It's $18.95.
Okay.
Plus shipping brings it to $22.90 altogether.
All righty. And is that an American publisher?
I am the publisher, so yes.
Okay,
in the USA, also union printed.
Okay.
I'm a union member too, so that's important to me. And a lot of union people agree with me, as do a lot of the Pat Buchanan conservatives. So, it's left and it's right, and this is where people converge. It's an American issue.
I think, Roger, we would be all better off in this country by dumping the political paradigms or those schools of thought. I think we'd be a whole lot better off. Let's go to the phones here. Fred in Florida. Thanks for holding, Fred.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good evening, rather.
Hi.
Good evening to you. I happen to be one of those folks that used to make a living in the automobile industry and been involved in it one way or another for over 30 years, both in research and development of parts for manufacturers to use on their products. I get a number of different publications still that are real informative, one of which is called Ward's Auto World. I don't know if you've ever seen it or heard of it, but it's available on the internet there. I guess they have kind of a condensed version for people that aren't subscribers. But they're one of the reference materials I've used to come up with some information here about the content of American-made parts in some of the different automobiles that are sold here in the country. And I can't speak specifically for General Motors. In the last few minutes, I've been trying to fumble through the pile of magazines that I have here and find a reference to quote for GM and Ford. But in the case of Chrysler, the American-assembled Chrysler products have a lower percentage of American-produced parts in their American-assembled products than the American-assembled Honda automobiles do. The Hondas actually have 4 or 5% more. I mean, it's not a great amount, but they actually do have a greater amount of American-made parts in the Hondas than the Chryslers.
Hmm.
And in the last offshore rather the last longshoreman strike out on the West Coast. They had all these ships piled up out in the Pacific coming from Asia, mostly from China, full of parts for the manufacturers' assembly plants that operate out on the West Coast that they could not load because the longshoremen were on strike, and they were on the verge of shutting these plants down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just didn't have the parts to put the cars and trucks together with. So I can't speak specifically for GM, but I know that GM spent forget how many billion dollars building the most modern engine assembly plant in the world in Matamoros, Mexico, back in the 90s to build motors for the North American GM plants. And used to be Flint, Michigan, and Tonawanda, New York, were the places that GM produced all their good motors. And, of course, Flint is a ghost town today. You ever want to see an interesting movie, look at Roger and Me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah. And I even read the book, On a Clear Day, You Can See General Motors, and that's when I was still working for General Motors. Yeah, Roger, he brings up some good points here. When I was working for GM, I was actually working for the hydromatics division that built their transmissions for GM. And I can remember them having tooling and manufacturing problems. And I was working for one department. It was a drill and ream. They actually made component parts for the transmissions. It was valves. And they were having a problem with a supplier. It was aluminum material that would be brought in, drilled and reamed, and, of course, it would be inspected and then assembled there in the plant. And they were just having absolute fits over this. Well, I complained and I yammered enough that they changed suppliers. The part rejection wasn't as bad. Well, then they were having problems with their machining operations. And I'm looking at these drilling machines that GM was paying $2 million to buy. And I asked him, I said, look, I said, why are you guys having such a, this is not rocket science here. What is the problem? Well, I started to diagnose and I looked into their problems. And I said, look, why don't you get the manufacturer reps down here, talk to your electricians, your job centers, your tool makers, and everybody else. And the entire time, now get this, this will blow you away. In the entire time that hydromatics plant had been in operation in Ypsilanti, Michigan, one main department had never discussed the manufacturing problems with the other. They never even met each other, and they were under the same roof. Now, when I started all this brouhaha, brought the Kingsbury people in, just right off the bat, in the first month of operation, and these were carbide tip drills and expensive stuff, they'd saved over $180,000 just in tooling cost alone in that department. Now, this is a little bit off the subject, but I see now General Motors, Ford, Chrysler. The latest rumor is that General Motors and Chrysler is going to merge because somebody's not going to be around next year. I think they have that feeling. General Motors stock is now trading at penny status stock. And now they're going to the government saying, well, we need money for research and development. I've seen GM from the inside out, and these people have wasted more money and more time. They knew what their competition was up to. But they were just so arrogant about this that now they're on the ropes. And I liken this, just to broaden this subject matter out just a little bit more about the bailout of the banks here. They've been nationalized. George Bush today said on the air, no, they haven't been nationalized. Yes, they have. And we, the American taxpayer, are there to foot the bill in case things don't go as planned. Well, there's GM and Ford hat in hand. And I made the analogy one day, whether I ever owned a General Motors product, this corporation is going to send me out a letter stating that, we need X number of billions of dollars to operate and get out of this morass and return to some kind of status as being an American manufacturer once again. Here's your portion. Remit your payment to this address. I would tell them to go stick it in their ear. But yet they're going to the American government now because they've wasted all these billions of dollars. I don't know where their leadership has been on this thing, but I've seen this stuff coming for a long, long time. Now, me being outside of that company is able to see this. Why weren't the GM execs and the president of that corporation not aware of the problems?
Okay.
They've squeezed it dry.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of places I wanted to jump in here, and it may be too much for me to remember.
That's okay.
Has General Motors wasted money and made mistakes? Yes. Should we boycott them and advocate their demise because of it?
No.
No. They've wasted money, yes, but I think few people probably knew about the Tacoma trucks where all the frames were rusting out, and Toyota was buying them back at a higher than market value so they could boost up their retail or resale value of the Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people rely on resale values, whether they choose a Tacoma or a Ford Ranger or whatever.
Right.
There's a lot of backhanded dealing that Toyota does that nobody ever wants to bash Toyota for, but everybody loves to bash General Motors.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And this is another point you made. A lot of people say, and yes, it's true, they saw the competition coming. They knew it was coming. They knew it was happening. Yes. But it all goes back to the poker table I was talking about. Has it been fair competition? No, because General Motors spent, I forgot the figure, over so many billions of dollars every year just for health care for their workers and retirees, where Japan, the government paid for it.
No, I understand.
So they're at a massive price difference and competitive disadvantage.
No, I understand part of it.
And people that say, well, I reject the bailout for General Motors and Ford going hat in hand, and those kinds of things. Well, that's another unlevel playing field because the Japanese manufacturers have been subsidized by the Japanese government. Yet we're going to turn our back on our own manufacturers and then criticize them when they fail.
I think they're
bearing the weight of an honorable burden.
Yeah.
And I think we need to realize how much they have supported the middle class and the American worker, and paid so many more taxes. They support so many more jobs, so many more families, their
right.
workers, their retirees, for years and years and years. And we're just going to let it all be all for naught and just let it go away.
No, Roger, I'm not for a second. No, Roger, don't misunderstand me. I'm not for a second advocating. Let's lob off General Motors' heads. I am just leveling a criticism of just stuff that I know. But again, let me go back to my earlier point. We've played musical chairs. We're now sitting at a different poker table. The parameters of this problem has changed. And I'm not going to argue the points that you just made. Only a fool would do that. But my point is that, okay, we're not talking about Japan here. And I do realize that they have been subsidized. Transportation. I mean, take a look at the airline industry in France. That's heavily subsidized by their government, whereas ours was not. Okay, so we have a disadvantage here, but let's not change tables. Let's go back to the original table. Let's rethink how we got into this problem in the first place and then make the necessary changes. And that, my friend, now you're entering in the political circles to the very same people that have sold a lot of Americans lock, stock, and barrel right down the river.
Well, that's a lot, and that's true to a point. But like I've said before, and you say that people would be a fool not to believe some of the facts that I've thrown out. But I've talked with a lot of those people that you could call that, and they don't realize that General Motors has paid more in taxes than mm-hmm. Toyota ever dreamed of paying to support this country, supporting more workers. Gosh, they paid $2.1 billion in advertising.
Right.
Just last year.
Right.
I mean, you can't, I was on Fox News a couple of months ago, and I was going up against the senior economist. I can't remember what group he was from, but he was actually advocating that General Motors go bankrupt.
Mm.
And I brought up all these things, don't you realize what you're supporting? And to go back to the caller, that would be news to me if Chrysler was below Honda. The last thing I found out, and I got a lot of my information from the Level Field Institute, which is levelfieldinstitute.org, I believe. And according to them, General Motors and Ford are both over 70% domestic parts content. Chrysler is just a little bit below that, and Honda, Toyota, Nissan are all 40 and 50%. He talked about some of the plants that General Motors built in Mexico. Well, yeah, okay, Toyota has plants there too, but for some reason nobody bashes Toyota.
Yeah.
General Motors just built a brand new state-of-the-art powertrain plant, $500 million. I don't think they got any subsidies, tax subsidies for that. And I forget how many thousands of workers they're going to employ there. But did that reach the news? No. But then you've got Volkswagen coming into Tennessee. They got record tax incentives, almost $500 billion or $1 million, excuse me, in tax incentives to hire a few thousand people.
Right.
You know, if we gave the same tax incentives to GM and Ford to stay here, I think they would, more of their plants would stay here. But the fact is, more of their plants are here. General Motors alone has over 70 plants in the United States, where Toyota has 8, Nissan has 8, and Honda has 8. So, and I'm not, you know, directing this at you, but for people to criticize GM and Ford and saying, well, you know, General Motors built a plant in Mexico, so I'm going to go out and buy a Toyota, is just way off base.
No,
and
I understand.
Devoid
no,
of the fact.
I understand that point, but I think the reason why the criticism is more focused on American companies by Americans is because they are American companies.
Right.
Tell you what, we've got to take the break here. We'll continue with your calls here. How long can you stick with us, Roger?
As long as you want me.
Okay, great. We'll take as many calls as we can. 800-313-9443. I'm enjoying this program today. I hope you fine folks out there are as well. We'll be right back.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
My guest today, Roger Simmermaker, How Americans Can Buy American, and ironically, the website, howtobuyamerican.com. Very easy to remember. Paul in Australia. Hello, Paul. How are things down under?
Oh, very fine, very fine. It's not too cold. It's actually springtime, so all the flower scent is in the air. Oh, it's absolutely beautiful, John.
All right.
And just real quick, I'm enjoying the show very much. I love the whole subject of the economical subject. And, you know, it's really funny. I remember watching I've always watched the documentaries on the potential economical crash, you know, John? And it's really funny because as I've watched them through the years, they said it's going to happen then, and it's going to happen then, and then it's going to happen this year, and on and on and on. And I remember that the the crash just right on the Mendelian bug time period, just to blame it on the Mendelian bug and all these things. What I was just wondering is, why are they really worrying about it just even now? I don't think it's like a full-on big deal. I can't help but feel like the orchestrating this collapse. I really don't think it's a big deal, the way they're putting it.
Okay. Paul, are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you get off the speakerphone?
I can't. It's the only way I'm able to do it. It needs charging.
Okay, all right. No, okay, not a problem.
I'll leave you on that there. But, yeah, I reckon this economical thing is completely unnecessary.
Yeah, I guess the what we can take from this, Roger, is an engineered collapse. You know, I've spent some time on air talking about this. We've had a major problem in this country with banks, with investment banks and so on, even commercial banks, supposedly making these subprime mortgages, loaning money to people that should not have gotten loans. And then I heard a lot of blame placed on the individual because, well, they knew they couldn't pay for these loans. So, you know, it's their fault. Well, I can remember going to a bank, even say for a car loan. They put you through the ringer. They wanted to see, you know, your income. They wanted it documented. They wanted to know how long you were on the job. Do you have an account with us? How long have you been here? And what I saw immediately was a repackaging of these lousy mortgages and sold off and CDOs and SIVs and SUVs and you name it. And I think the caller's point here is that this was either very, very sloppy or this was an engineered collapse.
Yes, that's what I believe as well.
Any comment on that, Roger? Do we have Roger? Did we lose Roger? Okay, we lost Roger. All right, Paul, we're going to try to get him back. We got a break here in a couple of seconds. Appreciate you listening down there. Springtime in Australia. Sounds like a good deal. Hey, thanks for your call, Paul.
You're welcome.
All righty. 800-313-9443 is the number for the program. I hope we can get our guest back. Maybe his phone died. At any rate, 800-313-9443. We'll wait till the guest return here before we take any more calls. Yeah, I think it was an engineered collapse. If I were a betting man sitting at that poker table, that's where my chips would be sitting. There's no way that banks in America got that stupid or got that greedy and just hoping that they could slide all this stuff through, not buying it for a second. All right, we'll take the break here. I understand we have our guest back, and that is Roger Simmermaker, How Americans Can Buy American, the website howtobuyamerican.com. His book is produced, printed, and bound here in the United States. I knew it was, but I had to ask. At any rate, hour two of the National Intel Report coming up. We'll invite your calls, 800-313-9443. We're talking about economics here, folks. Talking about American jobs. Talking about American products and how you can support America by buying American.
It's the same old.